UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, and the University of Technology, UTEC, recently formalized their long-standing partnership with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. Stay with us to find out more on this week's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, and the University of Technology, UTEC, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, formalizing the ongoing collaboration between both entities in several areas.
It allows us to deepen the benefits of the relationship by making it formal. UDC definitely believes in being a partner of homegrown and local talent. We have a raft of projects that are taking place across the island, and there's opportunity for us to give exposure to the talent within the faculties to what we're doing.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damon Graham. These include internships, architecture, urban design, physical development, and other technical services.
These other technical services include, but are not limited to, staff and faculty exchange and student internships, collaborative research projects and technology initiatives, income-generating projects, research sharing, staff development and training, continuing professional development programs, and public education.
UTEC President Professor Stephen Vassiani. The UDC's relationship with UTEC, formerly the College of Arts, Science and Technology, CAST, began as early as the 1970s, where graduates of the built environment have benefited from internships offered by the corporation and employment opportunities. The UDC and UTEC, through the Caribbean School of Architecture, have also collaborated on research projects in the past, such as the Tower Street Revitalization Project and the National Music Museum. Since 2011, the Caribbean School of Architecture and the UDC have successfully collaborated on research projects in the Architecture Design Studio, projects that promote urban renewal and revitalization and have provided opportunities for students in summer internships. The UDC has also provided staff for the university's Faculty of the Built Environment, sharing industry knowledge and experience. This is an important element of preparing students for work in the industry with an understanding of up-to-date, real-work context. Professor Vassiani says the engagement of the UDC over the years has been beneficial to both students and staff of the Faculty of the Built Environment, who have been given the opportunity to participate in aspects of projects being conducted by the UDC. The signing of the MOU also means that both the UDC and UTEC will establish a joint collaboration committee to facilitate greater coordination of projects. The committee will be responsible for the formulation and preparation of feasibility studies for specific activities, projects, and opportunities.
We look forward to the IE and other schools of engineering coming on board with this MOU to help us to augment our talent, because we want it to be homegrown and we want to grow the relevance and the application of graduates, not only in the public sector, but also in the private sector.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damon Graham. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that a PBS-affiliated station WPBT2 channel based in Miami, Florida, chose the UDC's Helsha Wetlands area for the filming of its upcoming episode on its Changing Seas program? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You may also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.